What the hell is going on? This is Queensland. This is the home of Anna Bligh, Jessica Watson, Eddie Mabo, Steve Irwin, Carl Sanderlands. It's the home of Rob Quiney's 12, okay? What the hell is going on at the Gabba, the Olympic City? If that city wants to remain as the Olympic City in the annals of other great cities like Stockholm and Antwerp and Atlanta, then they need, you know what? Actually, no. Queenslanders have done their bit. They've come through the gates and they've supported their team. But this team needs to pull their fucking finger out, Pezza, because I've had enough of these close games. I've got no interest. I've got no interest in fairness. I want bulk. Fucking bulk. Now, last night we promised the audience fireworks if this team didn't fucking sort its shit out, Pezza. Well, head on down to Fishwick and get a fucking box of fireworks, because I'm sick of these fucking pricks, okay? I'm sick of them. I think it's a pretty good game. Thoughts?
I'll fucking do it, mate. I will fucking do it after what I saw today. And as we know, today's not just any day. It's Republic Day in India. I will fucking do it. Anyway.
He's a pyro.
Yeah. Mate, three words, let's say, you know, proper nouns for you. Donald Ronald Argus. He goes, is that what we're looking at after a day like today, where the national team on its supposed national day deigns to slump to 5 for 54 in pursuit
suck a fuck a ding dong
of international threes? You know? With an invasion day protest not letting the punters in the morning? Woke trick communist Cummins? 1 for 70-odd with the pill yesterday? His mate backing him up, Steve Smith, head gone and eyes painted on, and can't take one in the grippers? I don't know what you saw, but I feel like I was seeing the demise of the nation. Now, it's ostensibly a pretty even game. It's a one-innings game. West Indies are essentially 1 for 35.
Shootout.
Shootout with a shootout. With a cyclone coming. Yep. Okay, that aside. What about what we were witnessing at the start of the day? Mm. 3 o'clock, whenever the fuck it starts now. So I can't even say the times. Mm-hmm. Uzi, respect. In the JL to respect.
Yeah. Respect.
Okay, obviously when Uzi was with JL, not so much. In fact, not even really in the team. Smith, he goes.
Now.
I'm on record saying that he's a champion and he'll score runs, and I'm maintaining that line.
Well, you've champed him.
But I got to say, the freeze frame of the dismissal.
Yeah.
We've always worried. The thing with Smith is we've always worried because of the twitching and the fidgeting and the contortions of what it might look like once the eyes start to get painted on there. And I just feel like the freeze frame on the dismissal, okay, tough new ball wicket, evidently. Marnus backing Smith up there afterwards. Okay, they're the caveats. But just the freeze frame, I was like, and that's only really coming down at sort of high 120s, you know, 130, like early 130s. And the body's in and the head are in places that are rather concerning, you know, with a new ball on a fresh deck.
Pez, I'm starting to get some worry lines in the old forehead there. I've just jumped on Amazon. I've purchased some worry beads to sort up my worry lines. Now that's different to crow's feet, of course. These are completely separate, tangible things. But in terms of face creams, if anyone can let me know what to do about these worry lines that I have, because at the moment I feel like a little bit like I'm heading down to the Catalina wine mixer because it's soon going to be time to say goodbye. You know what I'm saying here?
Wow.
Boats and hoes, etc.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking at the beginning of the end. I'm looking at the beginning of the end. I feel like at you know the same way that Leonardo DiCaprio Netflix movie Don't Look Up. I don't want to see what I know is hovering over my head, and that is a future without one of the greatest. Because the decline since he fucking touched God in 2019.
Yeah. He tickled Bradman's balls.
Tickle Bradman's balls in 2019 and the most amazing singular series, especially away, I've ever seen in my lifetime. He fucking deserved to win the Ashes by himself and finished 2-2 because the team got drunk after Manchester. But since then, it's been like, okay, well, he got so much capital for that series. And now he's like shuffling around himself in the order because he's like, I'm trying to find something. He's talking about fucking finding his hands every other day. And now, like, the freeze frames and the fucking asteroid in the sky, I don't want to look at it, but I know it's there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm feeling like...
Not helped by the drop catch at the end of the day as well. It's not helped. We have choices now. If there's one thing I've learned in, like, whatever this stupid caper is that we do... fraudulent, interloping piece of shit that we offer is that one of the worst, most, like, indecent things is to, like, to call the end for somebody when they haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be clear that I'm not doing it. But when days like today happen... It begs a question. You're like these are symptoms consistent with the end.
I'm just saying, Pezza. I just feel like Rene Rivkin just fucking covered in worry beads. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Now they're rosemary beads. I don't even know what they are really, but I'm fucking worried.
I'm
okay?
Christopher I'm like, Rene Skase. Rivkin, I'm worried. Christopher Skase coming out in a wheelchair in Mallorca, just going, "No, I can't pay." I can't pay. I'm on 60 minutes. I'm cooked. Yeah.
I've got an oxygen mask on. I'm worried. I'm scared. I'm frightened. And also, I can't pay. I can't pay.
I've been tracked out in Mallorca. I'm sort of... now, Labuschagne gets out, great catch, new ball's working well. Yeah. And then in comes Cameron Green, you know, the man who knocked our greatest since Bradman from his prime position at four. He made Steve...
Cameron Bancroft. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He made Steve Smith leave. And on a tough new ball wicket when guys are nicking off... There's fewer more disappointing dismissals that you can witness in a dressing room from your number four bat than
kick me in the dick, Pezza.
Than a ball chipped. He's scooped and chipped a ball to the lone man in front of the wicket.
What the fuck was that?
And the guy is a jet. As they would say in the AFL states, it will happen, right? However it happens or whatever, it's that I'm a geneticist. I believe in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen genetics like it. Okay, I'm actually even if my intellectually I'm like, maybe other things happen in cricket. Maybe the ability's not there at the highest level. Ultimately, I'm a believer theoretically in genetics, so it will happen. But how often do we see, and I feel almost bad like, or it's sacrilegious to discuss Green's technique. But the number of times I see the young man play a shot that is neither defense nor attack, it's just this sort of giant pushing at the ball. I don't know what that shot was. Is he scoring runs from it? Is he defending it? What's another word for intent? You know, that word is overused. But it's just, there's some level of, like, decisiveness in his play and the way he carries his body that I'm craving. I'm craving more decisiveness from the body and the presence.
Mate, I've said this before. Stop being a fucking pussy.
Yeah, easy.
Fucking
mate,
hit it.
Seeing these blokes on Wednesday, just...
Mate, fucking hit it. Like there's no way he gets out like that in Shield cricket. Fucking hit it, okay? Fucking hell, man.
Or don't. Like, hit it or don't. I'm, you know, obviously boiling test cricket down with the pink ball nibbling around to something pretty simple. But yeah. I'm asking, you know? I'm starting to ask for a bit more from my number four, who's knocking on the door of 25 years of age. Okay?
Yeah, I almost wonder, like, because, like, his catching at gully has been his strongest, like, the best thing he's done since he's been in the team is his fielding. And it's almost like, because it's happened so quickly, the reflexes, that it, like, that almost happens. But when he has time to think about it, and I can feel the tension in deep down in my plums. I can feel the tension when he's running into bowl, yeah. When he's fucking plonking the front dog down, when he's prodding around the off stump, when he gets a half volley and he fucking just pushes it to mid off. I can feel the tension. And, like, it's fucking there. So, like, I don't know, it's frustrating, but, you know, what are you going to do? But at the same time, like it has been a hard summer for batters to score all around the country. I mean, that is the one consistent thing. Australia has just done a little bit better than the opposition. I feel like the West Indies have got themselves in a position in this game where they had Australia 5 for 50, 4 for 20 in the first five overs, 5 for 50. Australia eventually almost get parity. What are they, 22 behind before Cummins declares to try and give them about 10-ish overs at the end there at the West Indies tonight. They finished one down. I feel it's been hard for batters. It's been hard for batters this summer. Australia somehow should still win the game despite, as with the boxing out test match, not really being that good, but just being a little bit better. And they've seemed to outlast teams almost in heaps of test series, home and away. So I do suspect that is what's going to happen. But it's been a summer that we did not expect. Put it like that.
Heady first baller again. Good. Tickles it to Masha for West Indies. I like it. I like Kemar Roach's energy during the whole thing. Same as Alzari Joseph. I like that. There's nothing against it. Play on to the Windies boys. Kevin Sinclair back clip. Big time. Yep. I like it. And then I commensurately like Ian Bishop suggesting he shouldn't do that for a health and safety and injury perspective. I like all of that.
Yep.
Not even magnanimously. It's fucking great. It's gold change. You cat chains. You watch it and you're like, I want more of this. I want the Windies to be part of my life. More existential than that. Alex Carey's played, was probably on the verge of playing his best and most important test knock for Australia, coming in at 5 for 54, then booging everybody to all parts Gilchrist-esque. Then he gets out, and then I'm disappointed with him. It's his best thing he's done, and I wanted more. Who does that say more about, he or I? But well done, Kez. Stark's getting peppered deluxe with the short ball. Mm-hmm. Good, I guess. Crazy middle session there. And then woke trick Cummins, communist Cummins, just makes 60, makes his highest test score when his team needs it.
Mm-hmm.
In like, I don't know, it was flattening out a bit with the old ball, but it was still doing a bit. I was still doing a bit the whole time, really. And what does he make? 62 red? Is that right? He's red.
64, yeah.
64 red. Yep. And it looked good. It was back to the old batter. And then he
scored quickly as well, yeah, off 73 balls.
Then he declares, suggesting to everybody who's, you know, upset about Australia's total that we didn't even want the lead. Didn't want it anyway.
Yeah.
So batted, we'll decide when this is over. And I just wondered, he goes, I know we're going to go into Smith in a second. In fact, why don't we introduce Smith now, just while I get into this. Okay. I don't know where you're at.
Yep.
Vis-a-vis Sunnies. For Smith Optics.
I'm fast, baby.
I just wondered, he goes, whether, yeah, I got the gold one today, whether, Chroma Pop Tech, whether, what the Windies did to Australia, on, you know, this special day that we won't mention, per Cricket Australia's policy, and let's say ours, actually prompted the chest that we want to see from Australia. Cummins 64 red declares saying we don't even want the lead. I don't even want 100. And Stark breathed fire and they just about got a wicket at the end to be that they were lucky to get. But just wonder whether the Windies brought out a bit of the chest we wanted to see. Four slips and a gully for Australia. So it's not all bad thanks to Smith Optics.
SmithOpticsAustralia.com. Use the code FAST for 25% off your order if you want a pair of these bad boys with the Chroma Pop technology and any sort of technology you've ever needed in glasses. SmithOpticsAustralia.com. Use the code FAST for 25% off. Like I've said, you only have to pay three quarters of the price if you want them. And then at the same time, you get to support TGC and you also get to leave a review supporting TGC as well. I mean, fucking hell, basically, what I would give.
I've got to say, he goes, just from my vantage point, if you had hair popping out the back of your, like, your vista now, I'm actually seeing a bit of Joe Burns in you. I don't know if that's just me. Just let us know in the comments if there's anything in that. I know lookalikes are fraught. You have been likened to Faf du Plessis and many others over the journey.
Ian Bishop.
Not Ian Bishop. But I'm just seeing a bit of Joe Burns with those sunnies on. I don't know if I'm sure Burnsy is behind Smith as well. Too big to fail.
So what you're saying is that you really enjoyed the West Indies like firing up the boys.
Yeah, like I felt boys, they were a bit fired up
because we play for the team. Yeah.
And then it's the bush horse straps the old feed bag on and gets the feather, gets the lightest of scratches.
By the barest of margins.
At stumps there, so Australia get their wicket. I thought Windies were looking okay. That was after Smith dropped the catch. And for 35. It's meant to be a cyclone coming, so no cricket ever. But, you know, Gabba drainage is good, and I'll expect when I wake up tomorrow that it'll be on, and I'll just be, once again, a nonce watching two screens at once.
Just a quick comment about Cummins scoring runs at number
nine.
Yeah. So like so Cummins and Stark have switched positions I think twice in their careers, because Stark was significantly better than Cummins, and then like Stark's got a test match in 99, maybe in Mahali, I want to say.
Yes, when Cummins wasn't in the team.
Yeah, right. And then Cummins was in the team, but then he batted.
He was eight. Yeah.
Ahead of Stark, but he couldn't score a fucking run at eight.
Well, he scored a few. He scored a few in a series. I think it was when India was out here. He did very well with the blade, and then just lost the plot. Deluxe.
Then fell away, and then Stark was scoring runs at nine, and now Stark is at eight, and Stark doesn't look like scoring a run at all. It's really weird. And then Cummins now batting at nine. Obviously, what he's done, like winning the game with Lyon at Edgbaston there in the first Ashes Test match in the final innings, scoring 40 or the partnership was 60 or some shit.
Really weird.
Anyway.
It's like when you've got a Rubik's cube, you know, and like you just can't solve that final one. You have the red and the white. And you're like, how do I line these up? And you just keep twisting it back and forth. When he bats eight, he doesn't score runs. And the guy batting nine scores the runs. It's really weird how it switches over. I like model train sets of Thomas the Tank Engine.
There's nothing wrong with that, mate.
Mate, I agree.
If you're 37, couple of questions. Wee-oh.
No, you get the paint out. You get little bits of paint, the little brushes there, and you can make all sorts of alterations.
If you want to know what we're talking about, you can join us on Patreon, patreon.com/greatcricketer for hashtag RCDC Fridays. Pezza, just a quick look ahead to tomorrow. Is the cyclone actually coming tomorrow? Tomorrow's Saturday. Yeah. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
I'll just get the weather app up. Everyone can wait. Okay. Just see what it says. Okay. Are you on the bomb? I hope Brisbane comes in here. Be in big trouble. Now, what is it saying? It's saying sunny. Let's get to 3 o'clock. And then there's cloud from 3 o'clock, and it says it's 35 degrees at 3 o'clock in Brisbane, or 2 o'clock in Brisbane tomorrow.
Oh my God.
But it's just saying cloud, and the chances of precipitation, I should say, it's saying 40% chance after at about 7 o'clock. So perhaps the rain's gone away.
Okay.
But I reckon in Brisbane, if it's cloudy and 35 degrees, a lot can happen from there.
Pezza, we're obviously expecting a complete procession tomorrow for the team that we support sometimes.
Mm. All out 120, get the runs zero and none down.
What if someone did something good for the West Indies and then Australia have to do something that they haven't done all year? That being someone in the fucking top seven scoring like 100.
Or maybe two guys scoring runs instead of one each game.
Okay. Is that what we're looking at here? Or is this or a procession? Guess.
Oh, no, I think this... I feel like the Windies are locked in to this game. I feel like they're sniffing, and I think they're... I reckon they're knee-deep in the game, the Windies, this one, and I think they know it, and I think they feel that the Australians are vulnerable and tired. I still would expect Australia to win, but I think that we are looking at, if they get on and we don't have this cyclone everyone's talking about, I think we could be looking at quite a tense game. That is how I feel. I don't think Australia's going to – I don't think we're looking at – like we've been waiting for Australia to wake up all summer. I think they're lethargic and tired and in desperate need for a rest. I do not mean to like offer it as an excuse. It's an explanation, I think, of unders. How far back are we going with this Australian team, for the core of the team, for the amount of cricket they've been playing with like nary a 2 week break? It's not happened for them. This is a great chance for the West Indies to have one or two guys do something heroic and memorable. That is all that stands between them and not stands between them. Like if that happens, then we could be looking at what we'd call a good old fashioned boil over, an Argus review, fireworks, arson, that's just the beginning.
And also, RIP, our mentions. I guess we'll find out what happens tomorrow when Australia win by 10 wickets. See you guys tomorrow. Cheers.
See ya.